Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. Takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that if we think there is anything we can do to merit what Jesus did on the cross, then that is salvation by our works. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, as a result, you cannot pay for what has already been paid for us. We can only accept it in our behalf. Now, you got to keep it in mind to not solely trust his payment in its entirety and think, I can merit it, I can lose it, or I can pay in part with Jesus. That's works. That is to reject the way of salvation. Now, some people think that repentance is a work. No, repentance is not a work. It's where your mind changes to give yourself. Now, for an example, when my wife and I got married, you've heard me use this illustration if you're a regular listener to this radio program. But we both had to repent to get married. I probably dated a couple of different girls. She probably dated all kinds of guys, okay? Because she was a pretty young thing that guys were always asking her out. So she was going to repent from any and all opportunities, boyfriends, everything, and turn to just one. That was to me. And I was doing the same thing for her. And that's interesting because when you read Ephesians chapter 5 and you go through and you see those things beginning in verse 21 about wives being subjection to your own husbands as unto the Lord and so forth. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might present to himself a bride spotless, without spot. You know, I mean, just everything that he's doing for us. When it gets down to verse 32, it says he's speaking of Christ and the church. In other words, Christ and the believer. And so it is all his work. He's paid it in full. And that was the way we get saved. So when we receive it, we're repenting, but repenting is not a work. We're believing that he did the work. We're trusting him with our life, but we're giving our life to him. Now, it could, again, using a boyfriend, girlfriend example, she can say, I'm not going to see that guy anymore. He can say, I won't see that girl anymore. And that's all they say, but they don't make a commitment. And then there was someone else. Then there was someone else. And so all of a sudden you've got problems because what they said was not real in the heart. But when you are repenting, you're saying, okay, I'm turning from this, I'm turning to that. Okay, completely on this one thing. The other thing's not a part of it anymore. I'm turning to it. When you turn to it, let's use the boyfriend, girlfriend example again. There's a guy and a girl, they're engaged, they get married. She had a former boyfriend. That boyfriend comes and starts to talk to her and says, I want you to leave him, come to be with me. Oh, I love you so much now. I messed up, but now I want to take. Well, now he's going to have to deal with that husband, okay? And I doubt he's going to allow that. And so goes there, but now she says to him, I don't want you. This is the love of my life. He's the one I love, and that is where I'll stay. I'll never have the love. I never had the love for you that I have for him. Well, that's a love that had a change of heart, had a change of mind. That was a repentance. It going back, you can't go back. Now, the thing is that when that other guy tries to come back in and get in her life, there's her husband. to protect her. And so she leans on him. She depends on him. He is the one that can take her away from that which might have dominated her life at one time, that old boyfriend. Well, in the same matter, Christ can take me from that sin that dominated me. He can cleanse me of it and can make me a new creature. And when Satan tries to tempt me with the old sins, he's there if I will turn to him and just say, Lord, I need your help. Because if I don't, I know that I might slip, I might fall. So I have to lean on Jesus. So we need to understand that he does this for us, granted upon repentance and faith. Because when you get to Titus chapter 3 and verse 5, you read this. He says there, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. According to his mercy, he saved us. That means it wasn't earned. His mercy is differentiated in that it is concerned with the demand of consequences on the person for their sin. That's why Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages, what we have earned from the day we were born, this was due us, and we have through our life in sin, the very sins that we have committed, we have earned for the wages of sin, what we've earned is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Again, I want to illustrate that with saying that the word death has never meant ceasing to exist. The word death actually meant from the beginning, separation. When Adam and Eve, the day they sinned, there in Genesis chapter 3, they were separated from God. Genesis chapter 2, he had told them, "They ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die." Well, we know that after they did that, they lived. Adam lived over 900 years old. So, they didn't surely die. He lived to 900, over 900, and he didn't surely die that day. Oh, yes, he did. His spirit would be separated from God and forever in a lake of fire, a place of torment, with no escape and no ceasing to exist. Pain, all of that, unless he has a Savior, which God, in talking to Adam and Eve, promised that a seed would come one day, but it'd be the seed of the woman. And we know that the woman doesn't have a seed, so how in the world does that come about? Well, the Holy Spirit, we find in Luke chapter 1, came upon her. And that thing which would be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That holy thing that would be born of her would be called the Son of God. So when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary there, he began to form the seed inside her. Now remember, the Holy Spirit is a spirit. God is a spirit. Some people try to make this thing a physical sexual union. That was not. That is what corrupted, depraved minds try to make it. But my friend, the Holy Spirit came upon her, just like when the Holy Spirit comes upon a preacher or someone else. I know the Spirit of God, I realize sometimes get done preaching, see how the Lord moved. And I said, Lord, that wasn't even planned in my message. And this came out. And boy, that was this. And I realized that was the Spirit of God. Well, me and the Spirit of God wasn't having a sexual union while I was preaching. Okay, it was not happening. So that's never about that. That is, people that start saying things like that are people who have a corrupted mind, whose emphasis is on the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, not on the love of God, because the love of God is not in their heart. For if any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him, the Bible tells us. So you have people that try to put that across and try to say those things. But again, what we've earned is to go to hell. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, not what we've earned, was given to us through repentance and faith. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now you say, well, isn't repentance and faith a work? No, 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 no. When that young lady is asked by the man to marry her, and she accepts, she doesn't pay in that respect. She is a commitment of love. He's making a commitment of love, and yet she'll receive in that he provides. She'll receive in that he does things for her. He's a protector. And all that he does for her, because he loves her, and we're saying this is a good man. That's what some men are. But what we're saying, he's a good man. And so she receives, but he's not paying her those things. He's doing her those things for love. So he's not paying her to do that, to marry him. And she's not paying him to marry her. Although there are things that the husband and the wife both receive as a result of being married. Now, people will bring gifts, but that doesn't earn the marriage. That doesn't earn the right to be married. Okay? So they may bring gifts, but that means nothing. But when a person repents to receive Christ, it will be the grace of God that saves them, because his work on the cross in paying for our sins, when the eternal almighty wrath of the Father was poured out upon his Son, and it says in Isaiah 53 that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. God's, the Father's, attitude about sin did not change, even when it was his only begotten, sinless Son of God, Jesus Christ, dying for us. He poured out all the wrath of all my sin, your sin for all time, for he became sin for all of us. You know, it's good that it didn't say he became sin for me. It says he became sin for us. That word us includes everybody. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. How are we made the righteousness of God in him? That's where the might is. It's not an automatic thing that you're already made the righteousness in God of him, that you don't receive him, you don't do anything, you just made. No. When you receive him as your Lord and Savior, then we do find out that we are saved. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.